Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
John Weideman, Troy Murray here at the United Center. And boy, I am happy to be here. I want to throw out some thanks when I have this opportunity to the Blackhawks organization, Rocky, Danny Wirtz, Jamie Faulkner, President of Business Operations, Adam Roglin, Ralph Strangis, the entire media PR department. And then thanks to everybody at WGN, Dave Ennett, Mary Boyle, everybody involved in the broadcast. I really appreciate all the support that you guys have given me through this tough time. And, boy, I'm just glad to be back on the air. And, an amazing support cast that I've had.
Don't forget Julia Nillis, who always keeps us on top of things with our drops and reads.
Everybody. It's just been it's been very humbling, very amazing. And, boy, it really warms the heart.
Well, we're glad to have you back, bud, and I know I speak for everybody in this building. The booth is just not the same without Troy Murray in it. I mean, we got some great people, Troy, that have come along and have handled the color commentary duties. They've done sensational work, but just great to have you back.
Longtime Blackhawks player and radio analyst Troy Murray has died. Murray joined the Blackhawks in 1980 as the team's third-round pick out of the University of North Dakota. He played 12 of his 15 NHL seasons for the organization, with his best coming during the 1985-86 season. Murray set career highs with 45 goals, 54 assists, and 99 points. It all led to him being named the first Hawks player to win the Selke Award, given to the NHL's top defensive forward. Murray scored 20 or more goals five times in his career, and after playing in Chicago, Murray saw action with the Jets, Senators, Penguins, and Avalanche. Murray was part of Colorado's Stanley Cup championship team in 1996. While in a Blackhawks sweater, Murray scored 197 goals and assisted on 291 others for a total of 488 points. After retiring, Murray went into broadcasting and was part of the Blackhawks booth since 1999 when he started as a studio analyst for the then Fox Sports Net Chicago. He became the radio analyst in 2003 and continued in that role when the Blackhawks came to WGN Radio in 2008.
Nice read by Seth Jones to intercept a play in the neutral zone and come steaming in here and catch the defense a little bit flat-footed and getting a good shot in on Quick. Let's go to a commercial.
Murray and John Weideman became the soundtrack as the Blackhawks were building a team that would eventually win three Stanley Cups in a short span. His unbridled enthusiasm when the Blackhawks won their first Stanley Cup in 49 years in 2010 will never leave Blackhawks fans' minds.
Here's Kane now, juking his way to the right, lower left corner. Should he score? Oh, no, that's turned wide by Layton. Loose puck in the crease. And now it's in the net. They score!
It's in!
The Hawks win the Stanley Cup! Blackhawks fans around the world, you've endured 49 years of frustration, but your patience has finally paid off. Lord Stanley's new address is Sweet Home Chicago. The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup. They've won the Stanley Cup.
It's over, they did it.
In Philadelphia, they celebrated, bud. How about that?
They've won it.
The Hawks win the Stanley
Cup.
Blackhawks are Stanley Cup champions.
The team would take him on that same ride in 2013 when they erased a deficit and scored two goals in 17 seconds to beat the Bruins.
Hawks play with an empty net and six attackers. Keith on the left board. The chase beside the net. Put it in front. Nichols, did he score? Brian Bickell with a point-blank shot. Beats Rask with 1:16 to go in the third period. And we're tied at two.
Man, Duncan Keith pinches down the wall. And he makes a beautiful play, but to start it all off, Patrick Kane just danced his way through the neutral zone. The Boston Bruins just trying to stick check Patrick Kane. That didn't get it done. Duncan Keith is down in the corner. He gets it to Taves, and Brian Bickell is right on the doorstep, and he just hammers it home. It is 2-2 Hawks Bruins, game six. Unbelievable.
Hjalmarsson, Hawk line right wing. Put it ahead to Bolin. Here's Oduya drive. Behold, and he scores! It's Bolin in front of the net. Oduya fired a shot and deflected it on Rask. He left the rebound in the paint of the crease. And there was Dave Bolin to drive it home. 58 seconds away from the Stanley Cup are the Chicago Blackhawks.
The same in a hard-fought 2015 playoff run that saw the Hawks clinch the cup at home.
Now five in behind the net. Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup! The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup! The Chicago Blackhawks have won the Stanley Cup! Lord Stanley, the Blackhawks organization, along with the greatest fans in all of hockey, welcome you back to your new home, Chicago, Illinois, in the U.S. of A.
It's incredible. It's incredible. You just love to see it. And I'll tell you what, this may have been the most impressive run that the Blackhawks have had.
Murray's easygoing demeanor made him a perfect fit in the booth. His analysis was easy for Hawks fans to understand. Not flashy, but informative. Murray was the ultimate teacher of the game in the radio booth. While Murray may have been born and raised in Calgary, he quickly became a Chicagoan. He frequently appeared in the community, spending time at youth hockey clinics across the metropolitan area. Murray loved meeting the fans and connected with them in a way few others have. He got to know many season ticket holders who sat on the 300 level near the WGN radio booth, having conversations and signing autographs on a regular basis. Many of those fans only knew him as the Blackhawks broadcaster, and he was fine with that. The hockey community, the Blackhawks family, and the WGN radio family lost a great one.
I really appreciate all the support that you guys have given me through this tough time, and it's been very humbling, very amazing, and boy, it really warms the heart.
I know I speak for everybody in this building. This booth is just not the same without Troy Murray in it.